It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We as saved people have much to be thankful for. Of course, the most thankfulness needs to go towards the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the one who saved us. He's the one who gave His life for us. He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for each one of us. But just before we leave the church dispensation, that's what we've been studying, the dispensation of the church. We looked last time about the rapture of the church. And just before we go into the next dispensation study, and that is the study of the tribulation period, I want us to look at some comforting words and some things that I believe the Lord would have us to look at before we go in to the study of the tribulation. First, I see in the Word of God that God comforts us. He gives us comforting words, and Jesus left us with comforting words. In John chapter 14 and verse 1, the first part of that verse says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And then we keep reading there, and it says, "Comfort one another with these words." We are to comfort each other as we go through this life as saved people. And we're to understand that Jesus Christ has told us, don't be troubled. He's still in charge. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Well, I see that Jesus has left us with comforting words. And then we also see there is a necessity of personal faith, and He lets us know this. In John chapter 14, once again, in verse 1, a part of that verse says, "You believe in God, believe also in Me." Now, it goes on to say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." Well, this gives us comfort in knowing that our loved ones who have gone on before, and our friends who have gone on before, who have known Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're saved, and they're with Jesus right now. And He's letting us know that in the rapture of the church, that those people who have gone on before, He's bringing them with Him, and we're going to meet them once again. We're going to have a reunion with our loved ones and our friends who have gone on before, those who have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 30, it says, "And brought them out and said, Sirs." Now, this is the Philippian jailer, of course. He went in as Paul and Silas had been praying. The place was shaken. The doors of the prison were open. They were in prison at that time. Well, the jailer came in and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Acts chapter 16, verse 30, 31. You can read that later. But he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Well, this is saving faith, believing God, that God can save anyone, no matter who you are. It makes no difference of the color of the skin. It makes no difference if you're rich or poor. It makes no difference if you're a woman or a man. God can save anyone. And He leaves us these comforting words that we are to believe on Him for eternal life. Now, we can also take Christ at His word when He says in John chapter 14 and verse 2, part of that verse is, "If it were not so, I would have told you." Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." And He said He's going to prepare a place for us. And if it wasn't so, He would have told us. And this we say, John goes on to say in John chapter 1, "This we say unto you by the word of the Lord." We can believe God. The Bible says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." God is true. There is no sin with God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In Luke chapter 21, verse 33, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." God's word is going to stand. God's word will never leave. It will never be destroyed. No matter how many people have tried to destroy God's word, it still stands. And that brings comfort to my heart. And I know that I need to continually read the Word and study the Word of God. Well, I see some other things that that God has brought to my remembrance, and that is the promise of His coming. John chapter 4 and verse 3, and you can read 1 Thessalonians 4:16 later on, but the first part of John 14 says, I will come again. Well, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. And we find this according to the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Acts chapter 1, verse 11, it says, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, I've spoken of this about the rapture, how that saved people saw Jesus go into heaven, and saved people are going to see him come back. Well, it's going to happen so fast. We'll be with him, and we're going to go up. Bible says that the trump will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive shall and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to be forever with our Lord. And we're going to see Jesus Christ personally. And that brings comfort to my heart. Well, there's so many things that we could look at, and we've talked about the rapture, but there is a remarkable removal from earth that's going to take place. John 14:3, it says, and receive you unto myself. Jesus Christ said he's going away, told the apostles, the disciples there. He said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to receive you unto myself. And we keep reading, and we find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, parts of that verse says, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. In Genesis 5:24, you remember we talked about Enoch. It says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Well, this is not the same as the rapture, but surely a sudden. We're going to go suddenly. It's going to be so quick that that you couldn't even time it. It's going to be so fast. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, John said, after this I looked, and he said, as something was speaking, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. There's so many verses that talks about Jesus coming for us, save people during this dispensation of the church. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 53, it says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. We all shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Well, this is something that a saved person has also to look forward to. The corruptible, this old body, is going to be changed, and we're going to be incorruptible after we receive our new bodies. It's going to be fashioned like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And notice something else now. We're going to forever be present with the Lord. John 14, once again, part of that verse says in verse 3, that where I am, this is Jesus speaking, there you may be also. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible teaches us this in John 14:3 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We don't have to wait, you see, until the rapture to be sons of God, because right now we are the sons of God, because God says so in 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know exactly what's going to take place, but we know we're going to receive a new body. The verse goes on to say, we don't know, but we do know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Well, I don't know about you, but as a saved person, these verses bring comfort to my heart as I think about what God has done for me in the past and what He's going to do for me in the future and what He's doing for me right now. Well, soon the day of opportunity will be past and the church will be removed from the earth. After the rapture, it will be impossible to become a member of the church. It will be too late. The church, the body of Christ, will be completed and it will be taken to heaven. Well, people can still be saved after the rapture, but they will not be members of the church. They will live on earth during a horrendous time known as the time of great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21 says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Well, during this time of the tribulation, men's hearts will grow harder and harder. You would think they would come to Jesus Christ asking forgiveness, but Revelation chapter 9, verses 20 and 21 says this, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues," this plagues of the tribulation, "yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." Well, God says that men, rather than receiving Jesus Christ during the tribulation, many people will shake their fist in the face of God. But thank God there will be people saved. God is still in the saving business. There will be people who will trust Jesus Christ during that time as Savior. Well, we've talked about the rapture and when will the rapture take place? Well, we do not know. Maybe there is only one more person who needs to be saved before God's purpose for the church is fulfilled. Only God knows this. Only God knows when He is finished building the church and when the church will be completed. Maybe there are 1,000 more people, or maybe 10 more people, or maybe just one more person that God will save before Christ returns for His completed church. Well, the last person to be saved now during this dispensation of the church is the fullness of the Gentiles. We've read this in a previous study, how that the fullness of the Gentiles will mark the completion of the church. And I wonder today, will you be that last person saved just before the rapture? Maybe you've never trusted Jesus Christ. You may be that last person just before the rapture takes place. You may be that last person who will receive Jesus Christ. I ask you today, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, call upon Him today. Ask Him to come into your heart. The Bible speaks of repentance. That means that you will have a change of mind. You will no longer be willing to go your way, but you're willing to go God's way. Willing to admit that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God says that He committed His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Won't you trust Him today? Ask Him to come into your heart. Be willing to go God's way. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.